It's the Southern Senpai Show, where small-town Southerners explore big-time Japanese entertainment, anime, manga, and everything in between. Here's your hosts, Nicholas and DJ.
What's going on, y'all? Southern Senpais here, two Southern guys who explore Japanese culture together. I'm Nicholas.
DJ.
And I did not fuck up that intro.
Yeah, man. I'm so proud of you. You see,
I mean, it only took a year.
It took about a year for him to get it correct. But you know what? That must have been like the hardest 10 seconds of your life. But eventually, you did work it out. It's all good. He will never mess up again. Isn't that right, Nicholas?
I probably will.
Nah, let's go ahead and put it down for $100. I'll never mess up again.
I'm not going to do that because last time I lost that $100.
Ooh, so. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Nicholas lost that bet last time hard. That's another. We'll talk about that later. Today, we're going to be watching Solo Leveling.
Yeah, so we were debating on finishing Ippo Makino Uchi. But then we've had multiple people in the DMs and friends of ours be like, please do Solo Leveling.
Do a watch along to Solo Leveling. So the two people in particular I'm going to shout out Allison the Hammer and Ida from Norway.
Ida.
These two people really decided to lead the charge on making sure we did this episode. All right. Actually, Allison was the first person to suggest it to us. And then I don't know if she has like friends or whatever, but then that's when we started to get the floods of, you guys should do this. I was like, all right. We're getting DMs from Europe. It's like, all right, fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
All right, fine. We'll do solo leveling.
We'll do this watch along. Today, I'm using my scene enhancer.
Oh, yes, the scene enhancers.
Yes. Scene enhancer. This is the scene enhancer today brought to you by Modelo.
They are not sponsored by us,
no.
But that's just what we have. I'd probably get canceled if I tried to say that.
It's the flavored ones. Mine's is limon y sal, and yours is naranja.
Yeah, I was going to say something else.
It's pronounced naranja.
And it's orange. Orange.
It's orange. And this episode's going to be a little bit different. This episode will have a little post part after the end of the episode. But let's just go ahead and start this watch along. As you guys know, we don't have the Funimation intros aren't even going to exist anymore. Let's talk about that real fast.
Because Funimation got bought out by Sony.
Oh my gosh. Crunchyroll got bought out by Sony, so I guess then Funimation died. More triste. You know what they say? Americans will eventually rule everything.
Right. You will own nothing and be happy.
Americans were like, hey, what are you doing with that anime stuff? Oh yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, but it seems like it's making a lot of money.
So I'm gonna need that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So I'm gonna need that. You can't just buy us out. Here's over $1 billion. Looks like you can buy us out. So we don't have the beginning studio beginnings, but we do have where to start beginning at the beginning of the episode. The episode is 23 minutes and 40 seconds long. So I'm just gonna get this party started in 3, 2, 1, play. It's black. Oh, it says 3 years ago. The real question is, will I care today?
Also, you guys should know that this anime follows the typical format of everybody else is so much bigger, better than the main character. He's like the weak.
But then something happens where he becomes OP.
Right. Which is cool.
We're also watching dubbed because we're Americans.
Yeah.
All right. Eventually, we'll probably buy Japan. So some mages firing an ant. To be fair, if ants were like this big,
they would be a real problem.
Yeah, we would be screwed as humans. There's no way.
Can't they lift like 10 times their body weight or something like that?
Yeah, and they replicate so fast. Look like he can head from an ant right now. What was that? Bro, how come you have holes in your face that aren't bleeding? Do you see this?
It's anime, man.
Oh, what are you confused? He's healing you, yeah. He's gonna have a thing where he's not looking. Yep. And they get.
That's probably the tank.
The tank character. It's actually a rule in anime that all male tank characters have to show their abs. It's not negotiable. Just like for fan service women, they got to show titties. With the males, if you're a tank, you got to show abs.
You got to show abs. And you have to have that confident smirk on your face.
And if you're somewhat controversial, or like maybe just a little bit like, oh, I'm like the wild guy, you have to have sharp teeth.
Yeah.
Even if you're completely human. Hey, that, hey, that's me right there. Hey, I don't, oh, I ain't got to fight. You ain't got to tell me twice.
Right.
I bet you he has the sharp teeth. We'll wait till we get like
a close-up shot.
Yeah. Ooh.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that looked like it hurt really bad. Oh. Okay. Yeah, he says, you're a tank, and he says, and, but that's like your job. Oh, sharp teeth. Yeah, there it is.
There's the sharp teeth.
Oh, so he's like the Thundercats. And this guy wants to be Wolverine so bad. It's crazy.
This guy is like Wolverine if he was a wizard.
Oh, he's the smart guy. He's wearing glasses.
That's how you know.
Yeah, man. That's how you know. Look at these people with these generic haircuts. That's how you know they're going to die.
Right.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did you say his name's the Drill Master?
No, Guild Master.
Oh, he's a Drill Master. I was about to say.
Yeah, I heard Drill Master.
Hey, I think I know my new nickname.
My name is the Drill Master.
I will now be formally introduced as the Drill Master. Okay. Oh, how are you telling about them then? They made swords.
Of hunters. This reminds me of the Jaeger pilots.
Oh, okay.
And that's probably where the main character is.
Except for one guy. Except for this guy.
Oh, damn. So it's set from day one. So if you're like ranked S, that's life's amazing.
In this world, being born white. That's
I was about to say.
That's like...
Being born white is S tier.
Not that... What did the guy say? He goes, look, I recognize such and such is going on, but like, if I had to choose a race every year.
Oh, yeah, that was... Who was that? That was the dude that was jerking off in front of those people.
Yeah, that's that redheaded guy who then went bald. He was in Parks and Rec as a cop.
No.
Yeah, he was.
Really?
Yeah.
What's his name?
He's the dude who jerked off and then to himself in that hotel and people like called the cops on him, even though Dave Chappelle was like, this is the least threatening person ever.
What's his name?
He was on SNL.
He had Louis. He had
Louis,
the TV
Louis,
show.
Louis, yeah.
Louis C.K.
Yes. Now, to be fair, I might try white once, but I think I would eventually revert back to black once. I don't know. I like being able to dance, man. That's like a real big part of like...
You know what, man? I'm cool with not dancing. It's whatever.
I also like having a large penis. That's
not gonna lie. That'd be pretty cool. Just have a... Much out larger than average penis.
You know what's crazy? Is that in anime...
They have big penises?
No. In anime, they're like mostly in Japan. Like a lot of animes are either in Japan or based out of Japan or Japan-like in some way.
And what does this have to do penis-related?
No. So I was going to say is, it's okay, if you guys... Like, the only reason that Americans know a lot about like other races... I guess have certain opinions about them is because there's so many different races here.
Right.
I don't think the same joke would like, translate in like, Japanese or like China or something. Like, when everyone's the same race. I'm like, what?
That's like when we were talking about, we had that conversation a while back about why are guys who grow up in the church strange, weird, and you are like, but the thing is like other people hang out with other people, but this one guy, and you are like, it's because he's homogenous.
Right. They don't have any other cultures. You know, when you expose yourself to other cultures and stuff like that, you become like a better, more rounded person. And ironically, most people are somewhat rounded, right? If you only hang out with one group of people, you become very weird and homogenous. Oh, they're about to go in.
What I'm waiting for is for the really great guy to, once they get into action, look at the weakest guy and be like, you fucking piece of shit, and then go do his thing.
Yeah, either that or he gets just murdered straight off the top. Okay, so what do you think? He's getting murdered straight at the top? So that way they know how dangerous it is? Or you think he's going to do the, oh, you suck?
I think it's you suck.
Okay. First of all, I'll tell you why you're E-ranked. What is this little dagger you have here? What are you doing there, sir? Also, this anime, I already see a huge glaring plot hole issue.
What?
Now, we just started this anime, and it's pretty good so far. It's pretty interesting so far. It's not like I don't like it, but they have the Pacific Rim problem, in which, why are you going into the portal in the first place? And if what's coming out of them is just monsters, why don't you just put up some, like, instant kill thing right next to the portal?
Because...
problem solved.
Anime.
Oh, I forgot. I keep forgetting that.
Anime.
I keep...
there'd be no series.
I keep forgetting that part. Oh, that's why they do it, for money. Now, that makes sense. The essence stones inside the monsters are valuable for money. That... it just became so realistically. As soon as I said that, they instantly explained why they would do this. It's for money. Okay, that makes sense. Ooh. You have to fight them off? I couldn't thought of that. I never thought about that. Are you a healer? I sure do hope so.
So he's going to be on the brink of death, and then something crazy is going to happen.
To be fair, I don't know how much I would enjoy being this. You're dying and you're healing and dying and healing and dying and healing. That sounds like horrible for that to happen again and again.
Yeah, that does sound pretty bad.
I think you'll be pleased, Guildmaster. Regardless of age or gender.
Yeah, because whenever you're born in a certain class.
That's how you know someone's evil or like they're super powerful. When they don't look at you.
Oh, you see that fan service?
Yeah. Not enough, because these string bean legs are not doing it for me. I gotta be for real with you. But she does have slow motion hair, so I think we're supposed to assume she's attractive. She has a pink hat on. She must be a celebrity in disguise. Thank you. Hey, I was right! That's cool. Disappear into no one. Yep. You know what's crazy? Imagine... Okay, you did not need to backflip onto that. You were trying to flex.
That was extra.
So imagine this happens in real life, right? People get powers, XYZ, and you had to be one of the normies.
That must suck.
That sucks, dude. Look at this frame right here. Her tits are right there, right next to his face. Oh my gosh, this is your friend? You need better friends. Like, she's, oh, I'm doing it because I'm worried about you. Okay, but what's this, all this personal shit? Like, why are you calling me a bitch all the time? If you're actually worried about me, help me get better, because I'm clearly not going to stop. And then you want me to take you on a date? It's a cultural thing, man. I guess you don't get it. It's a cultural thing. All right, let's see. We got 4, 8, 12, 13 people.
At least 5 of them gotta die.
You said 5? I'm gonna go everyone but the solo guy. Maybe the chick his friend lives, maybe, but at least everyone else is going to die.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, because I bet you he goes, oh, I'm not letting anyone know I even have this solo leveling power. Okay, I choose no. Yeah, how is it a mystery? We've gone through it so many times in which there's a whole organization about it. I'd love this projector. This is, oh my god, this is classic school right here.
Yep, school projector.
Or they used to wheel out the big TV. That's how you know class was about to be hype as hell, bro.
Right, when
they wheel
and out you big knew TV. The teacher had a hangover.
With the VHS?
With the strap on the TV?
Oh, my gosh. Bill Nye, the science guy. Yeah! Well, like it's a club.
Or eyewitness videos.
Oh, yeah. What's that one that had like a robot and the guy? That was like an orange robot. You know what I'm talking about?
I think it was the witness one.
Oh, yeah. It. I want a statue like this. His last name is Song. Stop it. Didn't this start off as a webtoon? It was a webtoon, and then they were like the show. I heard it started off as a webtoon. He's gonna sneeze. Oh, he sneezed.
Yep.
Okay, then leave.
You might be right, DJ. It might kill them all.
What do you mean she's seeing things? You're gonna think of monsters. How is it? Okay, so she's definitely not seeing things. How? You've never been there. Why did what? Does he have on Adidas? Yo. It's a trap. Ooh. That man was quick as a mug, bro.
He got sliced in half.
Damn. Oh, it looks like just don't touch the door. You'll be fine. All right, let's start rationing out food.
Right?
I went to 7-Eleven before this. Who wants a Slim Jim? Right. Hit him with the okie doke. He about to hit him with the look. Oh, I told you. Wow.
That's crazy.
Dang, bare hands. Oh, yeah, because they're all the hospital and college bills. Hey, right. I'm going to go be a college person. Can you kill yourself? Yeah, sure. Whoa.
That's crazy. That's two people down. What just happened? This can't be real.
When it is, we're trapped. We're all gonna die. Oh, that's the end of the first episode.
That's the end of the first episode.
Oh, wow.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty good episode. I can see why some people suggested this to us. Nicholas, what do you think?
It was really slow start.
Yeah.
But
a generic start.
Yeah, very generic start. But yeah, no, towards the very end, I was like, oh, okay, it got better and better.
Yeah, so, shoot, I ain't gonna lie. We'll probably run that episode too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome. You guys, this came from a suggestion. All right, I'm going to stop these credits. All right, there we go. Anyway, this came from a suggestion. Yeah, send us a DM, send us a message, and yeah, maybe we'll do yours next. Although we'll probably watch the second episode of.
Yeah, we'll probably do the we'll think about if we want to do a watch along or if we want to do a batch of episodes and then reviews.
Yeah, it depends on what it is. Epo had to be batch of episodes reviews. There was like 75 episodes in the first season.
Right, and we didn't even
finish
get...
all the because some people demanded Solo Leveling, so right. Now we're doing this.
And we might go back to Epo, but yeah, no, I thought it was pretty good at first.
All right, cool. Guys, this has been this watch along. I'm DJ.
Oh yeah. So this has been do we say this has been Southern Senpais or what do we do?
You tell me, man. What do you feel like doing, Nicholas? This is episode 40? What do you feel like doing, Nicholas? What do you feel like doing today? How do you want to close out?
Let's say this has been Southern Senpais. I'm Nicholas.
And I am DJ. And we'll see you next time.
See ya.
This has been Southern Senpais on Comic-Con Radio. Check out our previous episodes at comicconradio.com. You can follow the show at Southern Senpais on all major social media platforms. Tune in next Wednesday for a fresh episode. Y'all come back now. You hear?
All right, are you still here? The outro, we already played the outro. Nicholas, did you attach the outro after the episode?
Yeah.
And people are still listening to us? All right. Why? The episode is over. What are you guys doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe they're huge fans.
Oh, please, we don't have fans.
We got some. We got a few.
Nicholas.
What?
You know, in our office... Anyway, Nicholas, your office is set up with a lot of like Harry Potter stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. What did you? Because you know how they made like, that Star Wars anime. Would you want them to make the Harry Potter anime?
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
They went from the live action itself was pretty cool.
There's a Star Wars anime?
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a Star Wars anime.
Yeah, they made it. They made an anime.
When?
2 years ago.
Oh, I'll have to check it out.
But yeah, there's like a whole bunch of Japanese anime people that made. Star Wars Legends stuff. One person has like a lightsaber in the shape of an umbrella or something like that.
They should do a Harry Potter anime one. I thought that'd be pretty cool.
Here's the real thing. If you want Harry Potter anime, it's like, I feel like when they take something and they make it live action first and then they go to animation, it ends up being pretty good. But their track record of going from like
animation to live action,
yeah, is like terrible.
Because the thing is, whenever you have anime, you're not limited by anything, just what you can animate.
That's true.
And then if you start in live action, then it's going to be good because then you can make
it's already limited, unless you're Game of Thrones, who has 200 million for like one episode.
No, the thing is, once you go from live action to anime, it can then be whatever you want.
Oh, like it gets better.
It's not constrained to reality. Now anime.
I'm thinking about putting like more. In my office, we have a whole bunch of like Marvel stuff. I have comic books on one wall, like a comic book wall, and some other signature stuff. I don't have any. Do I have any anime posters up? I don't. I gotta set my anime poster game up.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, my office doesn't have any anime posters in it.
You gotta get our friend Ozzy the Virus. You gotta buy some more posters.
Oh yeah, shout out to Ozzy the Virus.
Shout out Ozzy the Virus.
Yeah, that artist. We know that guy. In fact, Nicholas is in some of his videos.
Yeah, he's actually on our... He's one of the guests for our Film Center one.
Yeah, yeah. We're on a lot of podcasts, actually. We do that a lot. And I don't know, Nicholas, what is the number one thing that you always say when someone asks us to help them out with our podcast?
What's your budget?
Yep. You look at me like, I don't know.
What do you want? What's your budget?
All right. You know what's crazy? It's usually the what do you want part that's hard, that's like more difficult. There's so many like people who have money who are like, the money's not the issue. The money's not the issue. Okay, but what do you want? I want to be successful. Congratulations. So does everybody else.
Well, the thing is, the reason why the what do you want part is so hard is because they haven't done any of the work. They don't know what they want. They just know that they want a successful podcast that makes them money. But they haven't done any work.
None at all.
they haven't done any work on what exactly it is they want.
And yet,
they haven't figured out any logistics on it.
It's not like it's difficult. Okay, so when we started the podcast, it was like, we went down to a bar and just with a whole bunch of neon flashcards and wrote down stuff. And then it was like, oh, okay, this one sounds really catchy. We should do this one.
Yeah, but we also have been doing this for a year and a half now.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of growing pains and a whole lot of things we had to learn.
But I also think that we also knew what we wanted to do. We just wanted to sit down and then talk about it anyway. And that was like the goal. That was as far as the goal went.
Because we knew at some point that we weren't going to have time to watch anime. And this was the reason to do it. And lo and behold, we don't have time to watch anime.
Yeah, it's
so
wild.
That's why we created this podcast.
We had to create work to make us have fun.
Yeah.
That sucks.
We foresaw the future.
That sucks so hard. We had to schedule out time to have fun and also need to logistically make it financially
feasible
to have fun and
we had to justify watching anime in the future.
Right. Gosh, the world is so crazy right now.
It is pretty nuts.
Yeah, man. I mean, I remember when I was in middle school. If I wanted to get through I don't watch a ton of anime in middle school. I watch more anime in high school, but if I wanted to get through an entire season, I would be done in a night. Oh, okay, cool. 13 episodes? Well, I guess I'll just finish this later today, because you have nothing else going on. You just wake up the next day, and then it's
Yeah, I still haven't finished Ippo.
Oh my gosh. It's so good, though.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
Ippo's really good. I want to rewatch Gundam.
Wing?
All of them from the beginning. But that's a lot of episodes.
Yeah, that is.
That's a lot of series. Wasn't there a time in which there was multiple Gundam series on at the same time? Happening at the same time?
There are Gundam started in the 80s, right?
The 80s? Oh my gosh, that's 40 years ago.
Yeah, Gundam started in the early 80s. And it's had many incarnations. Actually, my favorite is Gundam Wing, obviously just because it was my first anime that I watched. And
is that the anime that got you into anime? First of all, everyone's seen Dragon Ball Z.
Probably.
So let's not act like anything on Toonami, everyone's just basically seen if you had a childhood in the 90s or early 2000s.
Yeah, no, Gundam Wing. I think Gundam Wing was my first anime that I watched.
That you were okay,
yeah,
I'm going to get really into this.
Yeah. Actually, though, there's a lot of, in the Gundam community, there's a lot of people that don't like Gundam Wing. They're it's the worst one.
Have you seen any of the other ones?
No.
That's probably why it's your favorite.
Why would I watch others? I'm just going to watch Gundam Wing.
What if it gets way better? You don't want it to get better?
Not really.
Everyone knew Dragon Ball Z and tried to go Super Saiyan when they were five. But I think the one for me that was I think there's something to this was, what you call it, Code Geass. I heard some kid was you like anime? And I was I don't know what that means, but Dragon Ball Z is cool. He goes, that's anime. I was it is? He goes, yeah. He stands for animation. I was okay, cartoons are animation. And he had to have the whole, anime is technically Japanese and that. And I was the Boondocks. And he goes, no, the Boondocks is an anime. And now it's considered to be anime. That's not the point. The point is that he was if you like that stuff, you should watch Code Geass. And I was what is that? He's this guy, he has the ability to tell someone to do anything once. And I was that's his power? He's yeah. He can tell someone to do something once, that's it. Yeah. Little did I know, this anime fucking slaps. I watched this whole anime in less than a day. The first season in less than a day. And then I watched the whole second season in 2 or 3 days. And I was okay. I am on board. There's something going on here with this anime stuff. Because Japan's not afraid to show, blood and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or talk about, I think older 90s cartoons were like that, where they're more, not realistic per se, but they're more willing to talk about, deeper, darker subjects. American cartoons nowadays are so squeaky clean. They're not even worth watching.
Yeah, no, they're really not.
They're not even worth watching.
But
yeah, all right, guys. This has been a bonus segment. If you're still listening, hey, thanks.
Appreciate it.
Thanks. We'll see you next time.
All right, bye.